For generations, the Yazzie family has been using traditional Navajo techniques to make jewelry in America's Southwest. The concho, the squash blossom, and the sun are traditional imagery found in many of their pieces. The National Museum of the American Indian in New York is showcasing four decades of work by brothers Lee and Raymond Yazzie. They are elders in the famous jewelry-making family whose work has been, up to now, dispersed among private collections. Lee is known for his silversmithing, which was introduced to the Navajo centuries ago by Spanish colonists. He uses silver to encase the jewels, which in Navajo tradition have a spirit.
So many times, you know, my father would tell my mother, you know, to always respect this work. You know, it's sacred. You know, the turquoise was sacred. You know, how it was given to us by the holy people.
Ray, who has been making jewelry since his early teens, is renowned for his stonework. He focuses on hojo, a Navajo concept that prizes balance and beauty in art and life.
It doesn't take one time to get everything together, you know, especially the different color coral, you know. It takes, you know, a few months or even a year, a couple of years, you know, to get all the different colors together.
The museum exhibit, which includes works owned by 50 private collectors, is called Glittering World, Navajo jewelry of the Yazzie family. Glittering World refers to the Navajo name for the realm of light and sun in which all beings live. Curator Kathleen Ash Milby.
How this is an influence directly on their jewelry, the colors in the landscape, the light, Navajo beliefs about light and color.
Collectors pay a lot for Yazzie artwork. Abby Kent Flythe has been enamored with Navajo jewelry since she was just 7. Now she is a dealer.
Because of the materials and the time it takes them to make and the skill that they've developed over the years, it can go quite high, up in the over 100,000 range.
Dozens of Yazzies came to New York City for the gallery opening, which coincided with an award from their home state of New Mexico. For Ray, the experience was overwhelming.
You go through life and you put pieces together, and you know, because they go into collections, then you never get to see, the public really never gets to see, you know, the pieces that you make. And so through the years, I always wonder, you know, when am I going to get the recognition that I want? You know, when are people going to see, you know, what I can do?
The 300-piece exhibit will be on display for 1 year. The curator says the show is just one part of the larger contemporary American Indian story. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.